Welcome back, sports fans. Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast, December 2nd. This is podcast number two today. It's a two for Tuesday times two. We're going with four shows today minimum. I hope you're locked in, loaded. Get your seatbelt on! Fired up. So I hit a deer last night. Damn, I've never done that. You know, I grew up in Western Pennsylvania, which is deer hunting capital of the universe. All right, let me tell you what it's like. When I was in school back in the 80s, all right, 70s and 80s, graduated Bradford High, 1986, class of 86. So when I was growing up in the 70s and 80s, the Monday after Thanksgiving, every kid who hunted took off school because it was the first day of doe season. And I mean, there was nobody in the hallways. There was like four people in my classroom. Each class, like I was in, probably had 30 people. And when you would change classes and go from English to algebra, you'd go from about six kids in the class to about eight kids in the next class, and then four kids, and like three quarters of the class was missing because everybody was out hunting deer. And so now that I'm in Ohio, been living in Cincinnati since 1997, it's not like that here, but I am not foreign to, you know, deer. See, our deer population here is out of control. I live in a suburb of Cincinnati. And I don't think there's hunting allowed anywhere really within a certain, you know, certainly anywhere close to where I live here in the suburbs of Cincinnati. And deer, I drive my kids to school every day, and you can literally, there's deer just running through people's front yards like dogs. I mean, it's no big deal. And you got to watch it because I live on the outskirts. Like any suburban sprawl in Cincinnati 20 years ago, there was just farmland, and the deer would just roam on the farmland. And then in come the developers, and they knock down all the trees, and they plow it out, and they, you know, they put their utilities in, and they put all the cables in, and they start building houses and building all these cul-de-sacs start popping up. Well, guess what? The deer got to go somewhere, and so they go from being on a farm to being in your front yard. It's the same plot of land. They're just hanging out in your front yard. So my point is they're flying everywhere around. So last night, I went to do my workout. And it was cardio day. I did major heavy lifting over the weekend. If you ever want to check me out, just go to facebook.com/ Sam Crowley. My personal page is open. I posted a video last Friday, I think it was, of doing four reps at 300 pounds with shoulders. I did 110 reps total shoulder workout. I pyramid style. If you've listened to this show at all over this year, you know I'm a big fan. Thomas Tadlock, my trainer, taught me how to do pyramids when you work out, meaning going up. So I start the universal machine, because I tore a tendon in my forearm, my left forearm somehow. I can't do pull-ups and I can't do dumbbell lifts because it puts too much strain on one singular muscle. So I do the universal workouts now, so you can lift, you know, in unison with both hands, and it's fine. I can still lift a lot of weight. So I start at 180 pounds, do that about 23 times with shoulders. Same type of thing with chest. I do decline chest, start at 230 pounds and work my way up to like 330, 350, which sounds crazy. I'm saying this and it sounds stupid because when I started working out January 4th last year, this new style, I was doing half this weight, not even, maybe 30% of this weight. But like anything, repetition decreases resistance. I say it all the time in business. It's the same with working out. You want to get in the best shape of your life, just start walking. Just go for a walk. Seriously, just go for a walk. You know, most people can't even do that. They'd rather sit on their fat ass eating a bag of Cheetos, watching the remote control, stupid things on TV, the Kardashians, and just filling their mind with complete garbage and pollution, than get up and go put some sneakers on. Go buy a nice pair of shoes for yourself. As silly as that sounds, buy a nice pair of shoes for yourself. When you put them on, you feel like, all right, yeah, I'm styling. It feels good. Don't go walking in the same beat up, you know, Converse that you've had since you were in sixth grade. Go buy yourself, go to Kohl's, spend $50 on a pair of shoes, and you'll go for a walk, you know? And then turn that walk into a light jog. And if you have some sort of disability where, you know, it causes you, I understand, I actually had people that listen to the show, I know for a fact, do not have full function of their legs, okay? Then go to the gym and get on a bike and just start pedaling away or whatever you can do. The bottom line, get your body in motion. Just get your body in motion because you feel so much better. So I put on my Facebook page every now and again, I'll shoot videos as well as my Instagram, which is every day is Saturday. You can check out 15-second snippets of bunching and working out and cardio just to inspire you, just to keep you going, keep me accountable. And I think it helps. I think it helps seeing a 47-year-old male running 12 miles and benching 300 pounds. I really do, because I'm not a weightlifter, I'm not a runner, but I manage to work it in every day. So last night, I was at the gym, and my wife texts me, and with the usual text, grocery list. Okay, it's always a grocery list. And it's always $100. It's like, I can't go to Kroger without spending $100. It's like, how does that work? Don't we already have groceries? I mean, hey, we got a big shopping day today. Make sure when you see the bank account, don't freak out. It'll be like $400 in groceries. Like, $400? I'm there every day. You send me a grocery list, I'm at the gym every day, and it's expensive. How do we spend $400 anyway? I don't get it. Family of six, man. Add diapers and formula. The formula is $30, and the diapers is like 20. That's $50 just in a week in that crap. No pun intended with the diapers. Anyway, I'm coming home, and I go to Kroger. I get the shopping list, and, you know, I'm in a good mood. Just worked out, hour and a half, hour whatever it was at the gym, cardio, and I'm feeling great. I'm drenched in sweat. Just want to get home. My wife made a huge salad. I just pile it on, man, everything. I mean, good stuff. Lettuce, tomato, onions, avocado, anything, celery, carrots. Dump a bunch of hummus on there and spread some nice dressing, and, man, you got yourself a feast. And it's all good stuff. It's all good stuff. Healthy. So I get in the car, and I fire up the Everyday Saturday Mobile, and I'm heading down this stretch of road, which it's not really country. There's a golf course on my left-hand side. I'm literally a mile from my house, 1 mile. Isn't it funny? They say most accidents happen really close to your house. It's true. So I'm going, and I come up to a four-way stop. Look both ways, not really any traffic, but it's pitch black because it's 6 o'clock at night. Like I said, the previous podcast, it's dark. It's dark in Ohio. It's 6 o'clock. It's so depressing. Get dark. Sun doesn't come up till late. Goes down at like 5 now because we're coming up on the shortest day of the year. And so I go through the four-way stop and I'm getting up, I don't know, maybe 35 miles an hour. And oh my God. I'm paying attention. I'm not texting or anything at the wheel. I'm literally listening to ESPN radio, seeing what's going on. And out of the corner of my eye, I see this huge buck. Deer with horns, for those of you that don't know what a buck is, okay? Big mother, okay? And he's trotting from left to right across the road. I mean, like not galloping, not running, just kind of trotting. I'm like, dude! I didn't say dude. I said something else. I couldn't believe it. Have you ever been in an accident? I've never been in a car accident. Well, I take that back. I mean, I was in a horrible accident when I was in West Palm Beach on my 21st birthday. Involved, alcohol, strippers. I mean, it was crazy. Stupid. At 21 years old in West Palm Beach, let me tell you something. Wow. Did I ever tell that story? I don't even know if I ever told that story. We were in a Suzuki Samurai. I'll get back to this deer story. In a Suzuki Samurai, with the top down, and you know these Suzuki Samurais, they build them. You could, if you take the corner too sharp, you flip the damn thing, okay? Me and my buddy TJ, my 21st birthday, went out and got completely drunk beyond belief. He was driving. It's stupid. Guys, look, I'm not advocating that. Do not drink and drive, all right? He was 25. I was 21. And DUI at the time wasn't as big a deal as DUI is now, but it was still really, really stupid. And we were running red lights, driving up South Ocean Boulevard in West Palm Beach, after being at a strip club for about 6 hours, and we ran a red light. It was like midnight or so, 1 in the morning, and a limousine was coming the other direction, perpendicular to us. So we were going through one part of the intersection heading north. He was coming from the west and T-boned us. We flipped and flipped and flipped, and we ended up right in front of Trump Plaza. I'll never forget these big columns were staring at me. And the truck was on top of me. Suzuki Samurai was literally on top of me. And that's all I remember, man. Then the cops came. I got taken to the hospital in an ambulance. And all I had was 8 stitches in my head. I should have been. The cops said, you should have been killed. You should have been killed instantly. And wow, boy, I'll tell you. Lesson learned. And I'm telling you, lesson learned. Never rode with a drunk driver like that again. It was horrible, horrible, horrible. Anyway, that's a story for another day. So I was in an accident, that's my point, at one time, but it was 25 years ago, 26 years ago. So last night, the deer out of the corner of my eye comes galloping in front of my car, and I jumped on the brakes with both feet. And there wasn't anybody behind me. And there wasn't anybody coming the opposite direction, because had there been someone coming the opposite direction, at least with the headlights from the oncoming vehicle, I could have seen the deer ahead of time. I saw nothing. He smashed the left side of my car and went flying back from where he came from, the left side of the road. Didn't come into my windshield, which I thought when I hit the deer, I thought the next thing I was going to feel was this huge mass coming through the windshield, and I thought I was dead. I thought that was it. I'm dead. Done. Because I was fully embraced and ready for that deer to come crashing through my windshield, and I would be dead. Instead, he went flying off to the left onto the berm of the road, and I just kept going at a much slower pace. I was so shaken, like 10, 15 miles an hour now. The speed limit's 45. And I went around the bend, and there's my house. My house was literally a half mile away from where I hit the deer. And I got in the house, and I told my wife, I said, I just hit a deer. Smashed the entire front end of my car. She said, oh my gosh, comes running out. All the kids come running out, and you know, there's deer fur in my headlights that are smashed. The whole front of the car is smashed. And shook me up, man. And I remember thinking in the car everything I had to do. I'm traveling to Palm Springs tomorrow. I'm speaking on Friday, and I got a lot of work I got to get done before then. I had all these things going through my mind, and I thought, wow, that ended quickly. Then my first thought was, those worries, like Mark Twain's famous saying, I've known a great many worries in my life, most of which never happened. And I think when things like this happen in life, it's a wake-up call. And I'm not saying that to be cliche. I really do. I think it's a wake-up call. I think it's a wake-up call for me to slow down a little bit. And like you, I worry about things. I've got children. I've got a daughter on a ventilator. You all know that story. I've got three other children. And as parents, we are professional worriers if you have children. You always want what's best for your kids. You want them to be healthy. You want them to be happy. You want them, in our situation necessarily, you want them to follow God, be Christ-like, and you know, just be happy and have the best childhood that they could possibly have. And then a deer smashes into your car and you expect to be dead. And then I stopped worrying. Last night I went to bed with no worries, except I couldn't get that image out of my mind of the deer crossing in front of me and coming into my lane and me, you know, killing him like that. And by the way, yeah, he had to have been dead instantly. I mean, it was that bad of a collision. So I'm here this morning to share with you not to take life so seriously. I'm very happy, very grateful to wake up. Got a little bit of a stiff neck this morning, but certainly, I mean, guys, I think just being 47 and working out, you get a stiff neck. So I'm not even so sure it's from the accident. But I'm here to tell you, man, get after your dream in a big, big way, because you don't know the day and the time that your life's going to change forever. And I mean forever. So you best get off your ass and get going and get moving. There's a whole world, a whole audience out there that needs to hear your message. They want to hear from you. And you need to lead a life of significance. You need to change generations of your family. You know what I'm talking about? Like, this ain't no joke. This isn't something. Tomorrow isn't guaranteed. I don't know what the hell people are thinking. Like, you know, I'll get to it. When? Are you out of? Then don't do it. Just shut up. That's my message to people. Shut up. Don't talk about it. If you're not going to do something about it today, I mean right now, just today, then stop talking about it, because you're like every other blowhard out there. This is, I'm going to, no, you don't. You don't have any. You got dreams. We all have dreams. Dreams are cheap. Action is what costs time and money and an investment of both. And you're going to fail, and you're going to fail a lot. And you're going to fail more than you succeed at the very beginning, but you only need 1 out of 10. Of those shots to come in. Hell, you need 1 out of 100 to hit it right. Swing for the fences every single time. Every single time. Because when you connect, wow, man. I mean, that is when you start living the Saturday lifestyle. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.